el él quería, mi Jackie. At whatever greatness or whatever size or whatever hugeness you can imagine, he is unlimited, immeasurable. That's what it means, El Kadir. And this is one that people are not in the whole song, El Kadir. But Akbar is a comparison.
Yeah.
Akbar is a name of God that shows comparison, or indicates comparison. Yeah. And there's only comparison with God between two things, not three. I hope you can understand the wisdom in this. There's God, there cannot be three and more. There's either one or other. There's either God or it's not God. You understand? It's either God or it's not God. It's either Allah or it's creation. It's either creator or it's creation. So Allah has no several comparisons to be made. There's only one to be made. And that is, it's either Allah or it's not Allah. It's either creator or it's creation. So Allah is the Akbar of two. He is the greater of two things, that's himself and the creation. You see? Alright. So we say Allah is the greatest. But really, if you remember Akbar, it will help you understand. These attributes of Allah are given to us more from to help us understand. To help us understand what Allah is. What Allah is. So we call these the sifat, or the description of Allah. Can we describe Allah? Yes, we can describe Allah. Because the whole Quran gives us many, many descriptions of Allah. Okay. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, he looks like Al, Ham, you don't have to write it, but one thing, Alham, Boom, you can write if you want to. Lil is okay, but you want to, good. Lillahi, then we say Rabba. Look what we've made Rabba. Look what we use to make Rabba, the sound Rabba. We use this letter, the sound Rabba. So this letter must be like an R, right? If we use this letter to start the sound Rabba, then this letter must be like an R. But it's not like an English R. If it was like an English R, we wouldn't pronounce it Rabba. We would say Rabba. Rabba. It's like a Spanish R. The Spanish R, the Spanish, you heard them say, Señor, Señor, burro, burro. Yeah, but we don't put as much strong action in it as they do, but we put a little bit there. Rub, rub, rub. So, rub. Rub, this is it. Rub. Two feet. So we put that dial up the button. Rub. See? Rub. Alhamdulillahi Rub. I want to make it sound rough, bill. So I have to have something on the beat. So it would be rough, bill. It can't be this, rough, boat, rough, boat. It can't be this, rough, back, rough, back. It has to be this, rough, bill. Under, under makes that sound I like an I. Rough, bill. Rough, bill. There it is. Rough, bill. Rough, bill. We don't pronounce that S on L when we're continuing the sound. When we make this sound go into the sound of the next word, we take away the sound of the S. So if you go now and look in your Holy Quran, and you see there it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you know the Arabic alphabet, and you can read fairly well, you know when you come to, when you have Rabbi, and you have Alif, and then Lam. You don't say Rabbi and then pronounce Alif El. Go right to put this sound with this one and say Rabbi and pass by the Alif. So here's what you do. R-A. This is how it happens. This is like an R, Rabbi. This is like an A, R-A, Rabbi. And this is like two B's, right? Rabbi. And then this is like an I behind this B, right? Rabbi, Rabbi. And we don't pronounce this Alif. We read this way. The letters go like this, we read this way. We don't pronounce it Alif. We come right to the L. So this becomes like an L by itself. Now once we put these together, it'll be Rabbi. Let's take the first one, we read it this way. So R-A, right? B-B, right? I, right? For this that. And then L, right? Rabbil. 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 See? Rabbil. Everything that you hear, it should be told in the way. If it says Alhamdu, we should see Alhamdu. Alhamdu. Lillahi. Rabbil Alameen. Who knows what Alameen means? What does Alameen
mean?
You say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What does Alameen mean? Anybody know?
The world.
Yes.
The world.
Yeah, Alameen. What does Alameen mean?
The world.
The law of the world, right. Well, what part of that what you just told me is Al-Alameen? Al-Alameen.
The world.
No? Yes. Alhamdulillah means all praises to Allah. Yes. Rab, what does Rab mean?
Lord.
It means Lord. But Lord in Arabic doesn't mean Lord. They just use the Lord. Yeah. It means different from Lord. It means Evolver, who brings the things to perfection. Evolver, who creates or develops something until it reaches its fullness. It's what it's supposed to be. That's Rab. But they call it Lord because Lord is easy for English speaking people to understand. But Rab actually doesn't mean Lord in the Quran. It means the Evolver, who made the world until it was complete, as it is now as we see it. That's wrong. Lord means to rule over something. The word for that is Malik. Malik. Allah is the Malik too. He's the master or the ruler over all the things. Oh yeah, that is the only master ruler of things. Rabbil Alameen. What Al-Alameen? I want you to know Al-Fatiha. I don't want you to recite Al-Fatiha from memory. I want you to know Al-Fatiha. So if I say what does Alhamdu mean, you're supposed to know. It means all praise. Alhamdu means all praise, other praise. You see? If I say Rab, you should know it means Lord, as it's translated in the Quran, all evolve. We evolve something, sustain it, and evolve. To evolve and sustain all the world. If I say, what does Al-Alameen mean? You should know, as we're here, though, that it means all the world. All the world. But it actually means all the universes. All the universes. Because the island is world. Island is world. An island is also the whole universe. If you say the island means all of this. If I say island means, then that means the more of these. So the universe. And this is what science discovered. Science didn't discover anything in the whole Quran that Allah didn't know. He didn't tell the prophet that there was only one island. He told the prophet that there was an island means. There are many worlds or universes. Dunya also means world. But dunya means world like I said. Dunya. Dunya. But I am from far, where the eye is. So with the quality and all this is what we call Al-Ali. Al-Ali means world. Just like Muslim means world.
To help us to live Muslim life.
to help us better understand how the Lord is, and to assist those who have some sort of a problem.
Some real effort to live. You just can't live
Take some real steps to live. And you have to have some direction, some real direction. Now, as you know, we are people who literally cut off from our past life and nature. We once belong to a nation. That nation was the
should have a national right. You may say, well, my national light is the same as every other American, every other American's national light. No, it's not. America is made of a people whose origins are outside of America. Except for the American Indians, all of the people have their origins, national origins, racial origins, and that's all outside of America. So when the Irish come to America, he becomes an Irish American. The Italian becomes an Italian American. The Jew becomes a Jew American. Although he didn't have a nation. But he becomes a Jew American. See, he's a Jew. See, and a Jew, the term Jew, identifies that individual with a national life. Now, this is very helpful. We're trying to solve our problem. And it's not our problem, we have to be our problem. And how does America identify with the national life of America? But he's able to identify with the national life of America because he does have the roots of national life. He has some traditions that are Irish traditions. He still feels connected with the blood, with the life blood, with the traditional blood. And the people that he identified with, his people, called Irish. So the Irish can identify with America, and they can really support the national life of America, because they are a part of the national life of America. And that part of the national life that the Irish possess is called Irish American life. Right? Okay. All Americans are being identified with the national life of the country by sitting in the cultural body that is Mexico. Mexico. Now, we have to stop doing that. Chinese may be it. There's Chinese America. The Mexican and Mexican America. Cultural identity outside of the United States Constitution. The United States Constitution doesn't give you a culture. It gives you a subject, a national subject, to work in and to live in. But it doesn't give you a culture. What is the culture of America? What is our culture? It's the time. Hamburgers, hot dogs. Okay? That's American culture. Apple pie, hamburgers, hot dogs. It's American, that's Mexican. When did you get out of Turkey? From Turkey. The hot dogs, if they tell me that the Indians are the ones who sell the Turkish, sell the Turkish. So we get out of it and we pray to the church. So what do we have that we can call this? Down south? Why don't we record some of these things? Mm-hmm. and keep them in our lives. Don't you know that salvation, survival of a people, is really in preserving their strength and destroying their weaknesses? That's how people survive. What is my strength? I have to look back behind me and review my life to correct my strength. And when I review my life, I see certain problems that I had to face. And in facing those problems, there was a learning that came about. An experience that amounts to learning. Okay, now in your private life, sometimes you have to stop and select your thoughts and say, how did I handle this in 1960? Seems to me that I had a problem similar to this one. And you say, oh, I handled that way. So history is very useful in meeting problems as they come, as they face them in our day.
Life.
in some past history, or identifying roots in some past history, or in some nation behind us. They tried to do it all for that. Those leaders were Frederick Douglass, and many others, right? And they did an excellent job. But look at the, look at the difficulty for Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass condemned the mentality and the morals of America, as it existed in today. He condemned their morals, he condemned their mentality. And he condemned it with such cutting language, such cutting, biting language, that actually his language showed the need for his people to identify in some past life, some life behind them, that was their own and can still be their own. All right. Without tradition, a people will always be a collection of those people around them with tradition. And you have to have some strong traditional life, some livelihood, if we accept as love, if we identify as love, if we live as love, the roots of America, and eventually, we will have our unique culture, we will have our unique cultural life, our traditions, we will have them, we will have our own traditions, and we will be equal, culturally speaking, with the Irish Americans, with the Mexican Americans, with the Italian Americans. Okay, are we ready to do this? No, we're not ready to come in, not ready.
already do this. I'm not rich enough. I believe most of these people calling themselves colored and black and Negro, I believe they're ready to do that.
Yes.
But I'm not in that boat.
They are.
I'm talking to you.
And in the dark of the people that we have to do that with, they're not in that boat.
That's right.
I'm following you now.
They can't happen. The people are not ready for
them. That's right.
You can't wipe out your identity. And as long as you have this identity, you're going to have a hell of a time.
That's the truth.
Trying to live in America and have and experience the same freedom that other nationalities experience. You're going to have hell brothers and sisters until you get a culture. Until you get a culture. Once you get a culture, then the people around you, they don't fear you as much. But if you don't have a culture, they say these people don't have a culture. If they come in to us, they are going to ruin our culture. They have nothing to stand on. If they mix it up, they're going to take away from what we stand on. So isn't that fact? No. I'm not talking about you going to destroy the law. Are you going to let the state go without painting? You're going to hurt the physical face of the neighborhood? I'm talking about something much more serious than that. Your state is not fit in history. Your music, your singing, your dancing is not fixed in history. By fixed in history, I mean it's not controlled by anything. We used to bebop. We don't bebop anymore. We used to jitterbug. We don't jitterbug anymore. The day we do is a bump. And a lot of funky stuff that we didn't used to do. We used to try to leave the house. Negro.
Uh-huh.
Did we?
Yes, sir.
We used to try to feed off. Negro was black, man. We would get out there and bop, and we thought we had our thing.
That's right.
But then you couldn't do it. Couldn't be our bop.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't be bop like we could be bop.
Yes, sir.
That be bop was our be bop.
That's right. That's right.
Do you know the bebop wasn't ours? If it was ours, you'd do it.
That's the truth. A lie was bop.
Nobody can take it up away from you. That's really yours. You'll die before you let it go.
And I see the bebop.
They took a whistle over the door and it wasn't ours. So where did we get the bebop? We got it from the settlers of commercialism. They sell commercialism. They look for a place to sell their brand of commercialism. If they can sell you bebop, sell the bebop. Now it's time to sell bebop. They sell the bebop. They sell the jitterbug. They sell the bebop. They sell the rock and roll. Do you know that? How come our life that they don't want. We don't have anything but what we get in the form of charity. I want you to understand clearly what I'm saying. All we have is charity. That they the language, your style of living, you don't control it. You don't have control of it. You don't direct it. It's charity. It's given to you by somebody else. It's nothing but charity. Welfare is charity. Everything else is welfare. That welfare is not the only charity. Everything else is charity. We see the welfare check as charity because we know that's charity. But everything else is charity. What are you making for yourself? No, you're not making something for yourself. You're not making anything for America. And that's what the Irish know. That's what the Italian know. That's what all other minorities in this country know. They know the minorities on the show, wherever they are. That's what they know. They know that you're not making your life, and that means you're not making American life. In order to make American life, you have to make your own life. You have to contribute to America. You can't contribute to America if you are always on the receiving end. You're not contributing to America. You're taking from other people. It's as plain as day. As plain as day. Now, it's hard for some of us to come into that mind. Say, look, what he's going to do is separate us from America. No, this is going to unite you with America.
For the first time, you will be in the position
to integrate with America. You can't integrate in American life when you don't have no identity. How can something that has no identity integrate into something? You're not going to integrate into that thing. You're going to be infused into that thing. That this integrate for society doesn't mean infused. Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement, they had a problem trying to convince the nation of Islam and the Black nation that what they were talking about wasn't getting rid of our identity. Actually, what they were talking about wasn't getting rid of our identity. They were talking about having the same privileges, the same rights, civil rights that other people have. That's all they were talking about. They didn't want us to marry Caucasians and lose our identity. They didn't want us to change our language and speak like an Irish or speak like a Jew or eat the food of a Jew or eat the food of the Italian. They didn't mean that. They only meant having the same opportunity for integration. Meant, as the Civil Rights Movement advocated it, it meant